And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're moving to number three on the Triple Dipper, man. I'm getting them all done today. But yeah, this one, this is that word. I love this word. I don't love what it means, but I love the word kakistocracy. So you may or may not be familiar with the word kakistocracy. If you're new to the show and you haven't heard it before, let me spell it just so you know, K-A-K-I-S-T-O-C-R-A-C-Y, kakistocracy. Pray tell, Phil, what is a kakistocracy? It's a government, is this a definition? A government led by the least competent of its citizens. Play that sound effect.
You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind, a journey into a dreary society governed by its least suitable citizens. You are now entering the kakistocracy zone.
I kept seeing stories, and I thought, you know what, that's a stupid policy, or that's a stupid thing. Why would you do that? And I thought, you know what, I'm going to do a whole section that's called it kakistocracy. So here's a variety of stories. First of all, I will say this. I even asked Charlene the other night, where's Buttigieg been? Ain't nobody seen the Buttigieg. Has he been around? I don't know. Well, he's back in the news. So you'll be happy to know, FoxNews.com, that Buttigieg is being urged by members of the Democrat Party to get out there and do something about racist traffic enforcement. What? He's the Secretary of the Department of Transportation. You need to do something about racist traffic enforcement and move our nation closer to transit equity. What the frick does that even mean? They've got nothing else going on, apparently. So, yeah, more than two dozen Democrats, according to Fox News, have signed a letter calling on Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to just get out there and do what they describe as enforcing or to fix racist traffic enforcement. A group of 27 Democrats, including squad representatives Ayanna Pressley, Cori Bush, Jamal Bowman, and Ilhan Omar, sent the letter to Buttigieg on Thursday, demanding he condemn America's harmful traffic enforcement. Is it not enough he wants to get rid of racist roads? Don't you know? He's out there working hard to get rid of racist roads. The group wants Buttigieg to direct funds. Oh, say there's money attached. To direct funds from President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law, because transit equity is about infrastructure, apparently. Don't you know that? On our nation's roads and highways, black motorists have experienced a disproportionate scrutiny and excessive force under the guise of traffic enforcement. As Secretary of the U.S. Department of Transportation, we urge you to condemn the status quo of traffic enforcement and develop reforms to reduce racial inequities in traffic stops. Okay. That's just, you got elected to Congress and this is what you do. Well, I don't know yet how he's responding. I haven't seen what he wants to do, although the article is quick to point out what I said earlier, that Buttigieg has previously said he wants to address racism built into our country's highways and roads and bridges, and said that the federal government had a moral responsibility to address systemic racism in our country's infrastructure. Whatever. Okay. Now, you know, they contend that there was, like, roads were driven right through the middle of, you know, certain demographics' neighborhoods. Okay, and so now we're blockaded, is that what you're telling us? What an insult. All right, listen, that's kakistocracy if I ever heard it. Of course, that's part of the Biden administration and the squad, so yeah. Let me jump to another one. This is maddening. This is where you look at it and go, what is wrong with you people? Do you not understand that there are certain things that really, really fly in the face of our Constitution? We're finding right now, due to a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act, that the FBI apparently used an undercover informant in the Catholic Church. What? Yes. I kid you not. House Judiciary Committee, according to the DailyCaller.com, House Judiciary Committee issued a subpoena to FBI Director Christopher Wray on Monday requesting records related to its probe into the FBI's domestic violent extremism investigations against Catholic Americans. Really? Yeah. So the investigation was initiated after the leak of a January 23rd FBI Richmond field office memo suggesting, get ready for this, that Roman Catholic groups who prefer the Latin Mass are at risk of anti-Semitic, anti-immigrant, anti-LGBTQ, and white supremacist ideas. Basically, it's against everything they stand for. So what you're telling me here is Christian organizations, churches, they're the ones where the extremism lies. You want to go put informants in the Catholic Church in Richmond? Does anybody see a problem with this? Well, I will say, to his credit, FBI Director Wray came out and strongly denounced this, said that when it came to light, they took steps to purge that from the system, but he has refused, though, to produce documents in a friendly status, and now he's dealing with a subpoena, and he will have to produce records in whole, and we'll see how that goes. You may be excited to know that the policies in San Francisco have just gotten better and better. Life is so good. By the way, San Francisco is a beautiful city. It's a gorgeous place. It's a jewel right there, you know, on the bay, out there on the west coast. Whole Foods opened its 64,000 square foot flagship store in downtown San Francisco in March of last year. One year ago, in March of 2022, and on Monday of this week, they closed it for good. Why? Because the policies in City Hall in San Francisco have made the streets so lawless, they can no longer guarantee the safety of their employees. They can no longer support the losses they're experiencing in retail theft with people who just walk in, grab stuff, and walk out with impunity. They've had to shut the restrooms off because they were finding needles and drug paraphernalia in their store restrooms. I mean, they basically said, it's gotten so bad in San Francisco right now, they're worried about the policies that they've got in place creating what they call a doom loop. A doom loop. I've never heard this before. But a doom loop in which you have a cascade of negative financial impacts that kind of swirl like into a tornado. And it one thing closes, and then the next thing closes, and then the people won't come downtown anymore to work, so they lose occupational tax base. And the next thing you know, it's swirling to the point that the city goes into a financial crisis. Right now, City Hall officials currently expect an $800 million deficit in San Francisco's budget. But don't worry, they'll figure out how to pay those reparations because this is a cacistocracy. Yeah. Have I got a caller on the line? I do. Is that Jeff Rowe from Indiana? Jeff, how you doing?
Doing good. I'm sure Port-au-Prince is a real wonderful place too, but it's an asshole because of the people that live there.
True. True that. What do you think, man? You're on the roads a lot. Do you see a lot of those racist roads?
Oh, well, yeah. They're all racist, man. They're all falling apart. One pothole after another, especially in Tennessee. Somebody's taking some money in Tennessee, I think, because the pavement all falls apart. They'll pave a road, and 5 seconds later, it'll be falling apart again. So somebody's on the take there. I guarantee that.
Okay.
But you're talking about the cacistocracy.
Yeah.
We need to make this a household world, just as like gravitas was there for a while. You know, nobody knew what it means, and then all of a sudden everybody was using that word. And here lately, you know, crossing the Rubicon, you know.
Yes.
You never hear that word used. Everything was crossing the Rubicon. So I would like to challenge all the right side ruffians to get out there. And from now on, it's no longer the Biden administration, it's the Biden cacistocracy.
Cacistocracy, yes. I'm
never
with you.
Never use that word again. And we need to get it, amongst the people and everything. And then when somebody asks you, what does that mean? Well, you just go ahead and tell them. Maybe we can get some news places to start and use this word because, you know, it's actually grammatical, correct, you know, what am I trying to say here?
Grammatically correct.
I can't spit it out. Grammatically correct. Yes, thank you very much. So from now on, never refer to them as the Biden administration. From now on, it's the Biden cactusocracy.
I'm digging it. All right, Jeff, be safe on the roads, man. I got one more caller for the break I got to get to. Appreciate you, man. Oh, cactusocracy. He's right. You know what I think I might do? I think I might, my op-ed, I do an op-ed that comes out and gets picked up by a lot of newspapers around the state every week. I think this one's going to be on cactusocracy.
Yes.
I think it has
to
be. I
think that's great.
I think it's the idea. Is that Lee from Huntsville? Lee, Huntsville, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. You definitely should write on cactusocracy because we've got one right now. It's crazy.
Yeah, we've got one.
These are the least able people. I don't know. We couldn't have chosen a better group of bumbling idiots, but, you know, here we have. I wanted to comment on the Catholic Church, quote, embedded, like, fed.
Yeah.
Number one, you can watch most church services, including Catholic masses, on TV, so I'm not sure why you need to embed anyone. You know, like, did we waste money on that? And number two, the people need to understand that the main goal long-term of these globalist thought leaders is to change the system with churches and remove their 501c, like the tax status, right?
Yeah.
And eventually how they're going to do that is by censoring speech. And if the pastors or priests or whatever are saying things they don't like, or groups within the church are saying things they don't like, they're going to threaten them with the removal of tax status.
Yeah.
That is going to be the way that it goes. And they've tried it. I don't know if you remember, dig back in those memory banks. In Houston, they tried to censor pastors and demand that they give their, like, lecture notes or whatever ahead of time. Do you remember this?
No. When was that?
It was a few years ago. I think it was, like, right before COVID. It wasn't during COVID necessarily. I think it was right before it. But it was the mayor of Houston. And that actually happened where they were demanding to know what was said from the pulpit.
You know what? I have a vague recollection of that. I need to go back and dig that up.
Yeah. So that just people pay attention. You heard it here. This is what they're going for. It's the tax status. Now, that's first. Second will be you're saying things against our government. You're saying things against, you know, whatever pandemic has to be on the way, happening, just on the way out, whatever. And then they're going to start or you're not marrying LGBTQ people. All these things are going to come up, and then they're going to say, we're going to close your church down.
Well, stand by. Watch it, because I don't disagree. And I'll tell you what, too, Lee, as I go to the break here in a second, even with that threat possibility hanging out there, churches have got to start speaking up. And we need pastors who are willing to say, Jesus is Lord, and by the way, America is great, and you do have constitutional rights. And we need churches to begin speaking to the issues, protecting kids against these transgender surgeries and all the other wackadoo stuff that's out there right now, because you can find just as much jackassery in a pulpit as you can anywhere else. And people who don't speak out, they're part of the problem.
The lukewarm, you know what happens to lukewarm people. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, tell these, my word to the pastors, speak louder when you start getting pressure.
I agree. Lee, got to go to break. Thanks so much. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
All right, Boomer, do the last break of the day. We'll do that and put a lid on this one. I'm going to get a little more cactusocracy in the form of light bulbs. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world, one soundbite at a time. Tell you what, I got a caller on the line. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, actually. But I enjoyed the person that called in and said change the Biden administration, the term to Biden cactusocracy. There is something, though, for the people that have not been listening yet over a while for the cactusocracy, is that it kind of sounds like a mental health diagnosis, a neurological or something, which still might apply. But if we're going to use the term, they might want to know what it actually means.
But, doctor, what do the tests actually show? Well, I'm sorry to say he has a cacistocracy, and it's advanced.
Some type of tumor, yeah. All right, y'all have a blessed day.
See you, man. Take care, Brian. All right, so cacistocracy, wrapping up a few things here about that. You may be excited to know that the Biden administration is about to go forward with a national implementation of a policy that is likely to change your life. It's gonna drive things forward to a glossier future where unicorns dance over rainbows and things happen, and that literally geese are laying golden eggs in your front yard. It's a whole new day. What are they doing? They're going forward with a nationwide ban on light bulbs. You heard me. So do you remember the war on light bulbs a few years back during the Obama administration? And I thought we'd gotten away from that because Trump came in office and said, no, and then rescinded the ban. Which, by the way, how does the executive branch ban a whole product? How does that work? I thought that was antithetical to the way that the laws of the nation are supposed to be applied. Anyway, but what happened is Biden got the office. Yeah, there's a whole story there. Biden got the office and is now moving forward with a sweeping nationwide ban on commonly used light bulbs as part of its energy efficiency and climate agenda. Whoop, whoop! So the regulations which prohibit retailers from selling incandescent light bulbs were finalized by the Department of Energy in April of 2022, and they go into effect this August. It's going to happen. You won't be able to buy them. They're already basically telling retailers right now, better stop stocking the shelves. I got news. Stock them all you can, because a bunch of us are going to run out there and buy up. We're going to have a whole black market of light bulbs. Hey, buddy, come down the aisle. Come down the alley right here. I got something for you. You want to buy a light bulb? I got 60-watt incandescents, a whole case of them. Where did you get that? I know a guy knows a guy. You know what I'm saying? This is where it's going to go. So they're swearing. The Department of Energy announcement says the regulations will save consumers an estimated $3 billion a year on utility bills and cut carbon emissions by 222 million metric tons over the next three decades. Shut up. Under the rules, incandescent and similar halogen light bulbs will be prohibited in favor of light-emitting diode or LED alternatives. While U.S. households have increasingly switched to LED light bulbs since 2015, fewer than half of all households reported using mostly or exclusively LEDs, including mine. Thank you very much. I do know the incandescents burn out quicker. I do know they do. But I'll tell you right now, have you ever been around one of the LEDs when it's going out? It doesn't just like get dimmer and go dink. No, like the one in the closet at home started flashing like a freaking strobe light at a disco. So I'm looking at this thinking, this is what they got? This is it? We're sitting here in the middle of a 40-year high inflation, and I'm coughing, having to mute the button, and we're dealing with light bulbs. By the way, you'll be happy to know that in a series of articles that I'm not even going to get to, starting in March of this year, article after article, Biden's green energy crackdowns on washing machines. Biden's green energy crackdowns on washers and fridges, and oh, by the way, air conditioners. It's a cacistocracy of the highest order. Where does it end? Rise up, people! Rise up! Defeat the cacistocracy. While I choke over here in the studio. Oh, Lord, save us. All right, folks, there it is. Cacistocracy in high gear, man. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. Hopefully I'll catch my voice by then. Y'all have an amazing night. right-side ruffians out there. You are listening.